We'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. Chris, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Christensen?
Here.
Councilmember Laraway?
Here.
Council President McPherson?
Here.
Mayor Steer?
Here.
Mayor Steer, off a side note that the system is working for our guest.
Okay. And if you'll join me for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. First item is the consent agenda. Is there any comments or anything, items that we want to be pulled off of there for discussion or motion?
Good. Okay. I move we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded the consent agenda. Is there any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Laraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. That brings us to public hearings, FY 2022 budget hearing. Jared Empey.
Good evening, Mayor and City Council. So before you tonight, I have a resolution allowing us to take the foregone property tax that we reserved last fiscal year to be used for capital projects as allowed to us now under House Bill 389. In addition, I also have just the regular budget as we discussed last meeting. The budget that you have before you and that was published is identical except for one item that was changed because we got final numbers from Ada County on the property tax numbers. So in essence, the property tax revenue decreased by about $10,000. So on a budget that was approximately $40 million, there was a tiny tweak of about $10,000 in the general fund. Aside from that, it's exactly identical with the budget that you already approved with the tentative budget. And I stand for any questions.
Okay. Questions for Jared? All right. Jace, would you see if there's a... this is a public hearing, and so we'll go ahead and open that up. Is there anyone who signed up to testify that wishes to do so? If not, and you didn't get a chance to sign up, is there anyone who wishes to testify in this matter who didn't sign up? Okay, seeing none, it's rightly before council.
Okay, I move we approve Resolution R27-21.
Oh, need to close the...
Oh, sorry. I move we close the public hearing.
I'll second.
Motion's made and seconded to close the public hearing. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. Now you
can. Now I would like to make a motion to approve Resolution R27-21.
I'll second that.
Motion's made and seconded to approve Resolution R27-2021. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. And then again with that is the ordinance.
Okay, then I move we approve ordinance number 2021-25.
I'll second.
Motion's made and seconded to, yes, Chris.
Could Councilmember McPherson waive the readings?
Okay.
Sure. I'd move we waive three readings of ordinance 2021-25.
I'll second that.
Motion's made and seconded to, so we're going to skip the last motion and come back to it.
The motion is made to waive the three readings of Ordinance 2021-25. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries.
Now I move we approve Ordinance 2021-25.
Second.
We have that motion on the floor to approve Ordinance number 2021-25. Is there any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Larraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. And then we're also going to need a motion to do a summary publication.
Okay. I move we do a summary publication of Ordinance number 2021-25.
I'll second that.
Motion's made and seconded to do a summary publication of Ordinance 2021-25. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries. All right. That leads us to consideration to approve Resolution 28-2021, COVID vaccine and condition of employment. We have had some employees that have been quite nervous about this, seeing that there have been other mandates come across. So I thought it would be good to do this. This is kind of a copy, basically, of what NAMPA had done, and I kind of like the way it read. So I went with that. I do want to let everyone know that I am not an anti-vaxxer. In fact, I've had the vaccination. But we do have employees that are nervous about that. So this is a resolution of the City of Cuna, Idaho, an Idaho municipal corporation declaring the city's intent to not mandate the COVID vaccine for employees. Whereas the City of Cuna is a community that respects the contributions of all residents in various sectors of employment, which greatly benefit from the general welfare of all, whereas many residents in our community are facing potential unemployment due to their concerns about a vaccine mandate as a condition of employment, whereas while the pandemic has created divisions over the past year, we encourage all residents to be mindful and respectful of the decisions of others. Whereas while respecting the rights of employers to determine their own conditions of employment, we also respect the concerns of employees who do not wish to receive the COVID vaccine. Now, therefore, it is hereby resolved. The City of Cuna will not require employees to be vaccinated as a condition of employment. We encourage other employers within the city to also consider how to accommodate personal health care decisions of their employees as it relates to the COVID vaccine, while keeping their workforce and our community safe. And so basically I would need a motion to approve this resolution if you care to do so.
I would so move we approve Resolution R28-21.
I will second that.
Motion is made and seconded to approve Resolution R28-2021. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? And that motion carries. Consideration to approve Resolution R29-2021, Interagency Agreement, ACHD, and City of Cuna. Paul Stevens.
Mayor and Council, this interagency agreement is to allow us to put an 18-inch force main in 10-mile road from Danskin lift station to the treatment plant. And this is our first step in alleviating pressure, overtaxing the Danskin lift station so that we can allow continued growth in the east area of Cuna.
All right, and then this is a resolution in the City of Cuna, Idaho, authorizing the mayor to execute an interagency agreement for the variance to locate a municipal pressure sewer pipeline within the public rights-of-way of 10-mile road between CUNA and Ada County Highway District.
I move we approve Resolution R29-21.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve Resolution R29-2021. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? And that motion carries. Consideration to approve $100,000 expenditure out of the Park Impact Fee Fund. Bobby Withrow.
Mayor, Council, for the record, Bobby Withrow, 270 South Orchard. In the agreement for Rising Sun Park, in there it was after we got all the signatures, we're supposed to put some money into escrow. The amount was $100,000. So I'm coming before you tonight to get that approved so we can move that agreement along and start construction on it. I stand for questions.
Okay, questions for Bobby.
Okay. I move we approve the expenditure of $100,000 from the park impact fee for the Rising Sun project.
I'll second that.
Motion is made and seconded to approve the expenditure for the park impact fee fund of $100,000. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Is there any opposed? And that motion carries. Consideration to approve ordinance number 2021-22, a municipal rezone ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA, making certain findings and rezoning certain real property, to wit, Ada County parcel number S123631540, owned by Viper Investments, LLC, situated within the corporate limits of the City of CUNA, Ada County, Idaho, and amending the zoning map and directing the city engineer and the city clerk and providing an effective date.
I move we waive three readings of Ordinance 2021-22.
A second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of Ordinance 2021-22. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve Ordinance 2021-22.
A second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve Ordinance 2021-22. Is there any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Laraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Consideration to approve Ordinance 2021-23, a municipal rezone ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA, making certain findings and rezoning certain real property, to wit, Ada County parcel number S131222300, owned by Patterson Family Enterprises, LLC, situated within the corporate limits of the City of CUNA, Ada County, Idaho, and amending the zoning map and directing the city engineer and city clerk and providing an effective date.
Okay, I move we waive three readings of Ordinance 2021-23.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of Ordinance 2021-23. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? And that motion carries.
I move we approve Ordinance 2021-23.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve Ordinance 2021-23. Is there any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Laraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Next is consideration to approve Ordinance 2021-26. An ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA making certain findings and enlarging the boundaries of the CUNA Municipal Irrigation System by the inclusion of Ada County Assessors DB Development LLC and declaring water rights appurtenant thereto are pooled for delivery purposes and directing the city clerk to record this ordinance as provided by law and directing the city engineer to provide notice of this ordinance to the Boise CUNA Irrigation District, the owners, and update the irrigation system map. I'm providing an effective date.
I move we waive three readings of ordinance 2021-26.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance 2021-26. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? And that motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2021-26.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance number 2021-26. Is there any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Laraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. That is all we had on the agenda for tonight.
If I may. I
just wanted to welcome Morgan Treasure here for her first official meeting as being on board as our Economic Development Director. So welcome, Morgan. We didn't make her do any big reports or anything this time, so she's still getting acclimated. So. Yes.
I just wanted to check Mark Bybee, City Attorney's Office. You, on the first ordinance you passed, you did the motion to approve publication by summary. You did not do it on the last three ordinances. I was wondering if that was your intent to add that motion to those last three ordinances as well.
Chris, you can go ahead and answer that.
Thanks for the question. No, we cannot publish a summary publication on land use matters because we have to include the entire description and map.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Did anybody else have anything they wanted to report on? Chief, do you want to kind of go over how CUNA Days went? From a law enforcement standpoint?
Sure. Mike Fertusco, Chief of Police, City of CUNA. CUNA Days went really well. I believe it was probably with all the CUNA Days that I've been involved with, this was probably the best CUNA Days we've had as far as incidents for law enforcement. We had a couple minor issues. Other than that, it went really well. Citizens were well-behaved. My deputies were well-behaved. So it went really well. I was very happy with the chamber, how the traffic control plan was phenomenal this year. We were able to get traffic out northbound, out to Boise to 10 Mile and Linder. We found one minor hiccup over there by the fire station with a stop sign we didn't take into account, but next year we will make it even better. So it went really well. I was very, very pleased with it. So
good.
Any questions for me reference that? We did have one person locked into a bathroom.
I was just witnessing.
It wasn't Councilman Christensen, but we did have a young man that somehow got locked into the restroom, and Bobby had to come save the day and unlock it. So.
Did we ever figure out how they got in the first place?
No idea.
Well, if that's the worst of the incidents, that's a good day. All right. Did anybody else have anything? Okay. Well, then I guess that was a pretty simple and easy meeting. So for facilities, if you can tighten the chair and put a new battery in the clock. Appreciate that a lot. I don't know why I still have to look at that clock. It's, but we're getting done early, so it's only 5:30. Yeah. All right. Well, meeting adjourned. Thank you very much.